A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing... Oh my god, I'm so excited, I can't even say it.
Are you crying?
The Polar Express!
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for...
Hey! Are you joking? Look, OG listeners of the pod, you know I've been campaigning to review The Polar Express since 2020. It is finally time. I'm just so excited to talk about it.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm going to make you love it.
No, what do you mean you're going to make me love it? I watched it about an hour ago. And it was awful.
Look, I think the plot is great. You've got stunning visuals. The music and the soundtrack is just so good.
Barney, stunning visuals. Their faces are the most scary, terrifying thing I've ever seen. Like, it's just like demon children.
Well, look, this film's from 2004, right? This is the first feature-length film to be completely recorded with motion capture. So they were inventing this technology. Now it's like, oh God, anything is filmed like that. But they were figuring out on the way. They had to literally invent the technology to make it. So I think, give them a pass. Let's just look past the soulless eyes. And enjoy it.
Look, the big phrase of this film is seeing is believing. And I don't want to see this again. You know, my passport is Norwegian, so I love snow. I did really enjoy the type music, yeah. Which was really cute. I'm going to give it the attention
okay.
It deserves, okay?
Good, good. Fine.
For you, because I love you.
Thank
and
you.
And the five listeners that also wanted Polar Express.
Excuse me! Okay, so we put a poll out on our... poll, get it? on our Instagram stories saying, hey, which movies do you want us to review? The majority... Well, maybe not the majority, but a lot of people were saying The Polar Express.
I specifically remember laughing at one of the stickers that came back that said, not Polar Express.
Hey, no, it said Polar Express in it, so I'm going to count that as a vote.
All aboard the Barney train.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! So for anyone who hasn't seen The Polar Express, pause now. Go watch it. It's incredible. But the story follows a doubting young boy who takes an extraordinary train ride to the North Pole, and he embarks on a journey of self-discovery that shows him that the wonder of life never fades for those who believe.
The messaging behind it was really sweet.
Yeah.
And I am a massive Tom Hanks fan, so it was nice. He does six characters in this film.
And not just the voices, he did the actual motion capture for these six characters as well, including Hero Boy. Side note, why didn't none of these characters have names? You've got Hero Boy, Hero Girl.
The Boy.
Know It All. Well, you've got Billy. Fine.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks does the motion capture and adult voice, right. You know, when it's the narration of the boy grown up. Did you know who does the voice for when he's an actual boy?
No.
Daryl Sabara, a.k.a. Spy Kid.
Oh my God.
A.k.a. Meghan Trainor's husband.
I cannot... get over that Meghan Trainor married the Spy Kid.
Incredible.
It's been years, but I'm not over it.
No one should be. I keep seeing her TikToks recently because that song, blowing up. I could have my Gucci on, Gucci on. And I've seen in her house, they have one of, is this character Junie? Junie and Carmen?
Yes.
Yeah, the Spy Kid boys' outfit framed and up in their dining room. Yeah, you should be proud of that. That was an incredible film.
And also, I used to love spy pens when I was a kid.
Oh, is that with the recorder in them?
No.
Oh, what? I can have a Gucci. What's a spy pen?
It's like invisible ink, and then you get a torch and you go over.
Oh, yes.
They were so good. You could just like pass your friends a note and it would just be blank, and then it would say like, I don't know, hi.
Wow. Don't let the teacher see.
Yeah, what does this say about me? Hi.
Oh, also, fun fact, they hired someone else to do additional motion capturing for the hero boy. And it's Josh Hutcherson from The Hunger Games, you know, Peter.
Yeah. I thought he said pedo. Pedo.
I mean, many of the characters in Polar Express could be a pedo. The conductor, where's the adult to kid ratio? Literally.
It's just not there.
It's not there.
It's so wild.
Maybe they got a spy pen in the Polar Express toilets. I don't know.
Spy recorder? Yeah. What are you recording?
I don't know. All that hot chocolate gotta go somewhere. I don't know. Something you might notice if you've seen the Polar Express as much as I have, but the director, Robert Zemeckis, he also directed the Back to the Future movies.
Nice.
And in one scene when they're in the engine room of the Polar Express, you can see a flux capacitor on the dashboard.
Wow.
Which is like such a cute nod to the films.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, it could mean that the Polar Express is a functioning time machine.
Maybe.
I wouldn't put it past them.
This film gave me a little bit of motion sickness. Because the whole time you're on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I'm tired.
You know what? Maybe the Polar Express shouldn't have been a film. It should have been a ride at Disney or something.
1,000,000%.
Because you've got like when the train's going up that massive hill and down, and you've got when the kids are sliding down that slide where all the presents are at the North Pole. Like, that could be a ride.
Definitely. I feel like whenever I go on a roller coaster, though, you queue for like an hour and a half and then you just close your eyes the whole way around. She's just like, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't see this.
Great.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll discuss. I still wish we did the snowman instead.
Oh, what are we going to do for best quotes? Oh, we're recording.
Barney just said, oh, look, we're 2 minutes behind schedule. I'm like the conductor. Oh, you don't want to be the conductor?
No,
Peter. Spy toilet. So basically, in this category, you're going to choose best supporting character because I just think they're all worst supporting characters.
Right, come on, let's go through them. Who do you hate?
Well, first of all, I feel like there's two kind of like cursed characters in this. It's the creepy snowman on the driveway with the oven mitt hand who's like...
And like waving as the train goes away. Yeah. That is scary.
That is scary. And then you've got the cursed Pinocchio when they're on the train.
Yeah.
And his nose is like chomped off. It's like...
That is a really creepy carriage. Imagine like you get your Polar Express ticket and you're like, oh, this says I'm in the next carriage. And it's just all those creepy marionette like puppets like...
Sit with us!
Oh.
Give us your skin!
The VIP lounge. Very important pedo.
And then he was being controlled by the hobo, which was equally scary.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I lie. There is one character I really like. I'm just going to be nice about this film for 5 seconds. It's the cute caribou. You know when the train stops and there's like 1,000,000 caribous and the caribou is just going...
It had a really cute face.
It did.
Yeah.
I actually think reindeer might be my favourite animal.
Really?
Yeah, they're really cute, man.
But they're quite vicious, I think.
What?
Don't their antlers shed in spring? And it's all like, if you see them, it's just all like bloody skin hanging off their antlers. And it's quite terrifying.
Oh.
But in winter, adorable. But then back to worst supporting character. You've got that awful engineer with the long ginger beard who screams back at the caribou.
Oh yeah, I don't love him.
Like chop it off or use your words. Say, hey, conductor, stop pulling on my facial hair. That hurts.
Yeah.
You just need to say it once.
I don't like him.
So annoying. He's ugly.
Yeah. He's ugly.
Ugly.
Oh my gosh, we've got the dancing butlers in this. And they all have the same face.
That's weird. No, I feel like that was maybe like an animation time saver. Like, oh, let's just give them all the same face.
Oh,
just...
Warner Brothers, spend one more year on your film and get like 8 new faces in there. Yeah. In the mix. There's 9 men with the same face coming towards me.
Yeah.
This whole film is a big fever dream. It's scary.
You know what? It's also really funny to look at the other kids in the carriage, because the main characters, they have the time and effort put into their facial features. Some of these other kids, woo! Remember in Toy Story 1 with Andy's birthday, and they all have the same face and they're all like creepy? It's like that. It's like, yeah. Oh, they need eyelashes, or oh, that person's missing eyebrows or something. Like, it's not great.
Oh, no.
I also love Hero Girl.
Yeah.
I just think she's great. She's a leader. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, she means well. She's one of the strongest characters in this, but I'm sorry. Awful posture. Awful. Like, after the pandemic, we are her. Like, her neck is so bent down.
Yeah.
Her shoulders are up. Her head is down. I'm like, girl, you've been sitting at the computer for too long.
Yeah, yeah. And if I was on public transport and I had someone opposite me hunched over, twisting their neck and like smiling at me without saying anything, I'd be scared.
Like, where are you going? Notre Dame? Stop. And also when she was holding the hot chocolate,
yeah.
I was fearing for that hot chocolate. She looks like she's going to go, oh.
Spill it everywhere.
And fall face forward. Oh, another kid on that carriage who I just literally wanted to punch the glasses off was... was that kid. How does he talk?
Hey, you know what train this is? Oh, he spoke like this. This is a locomotive.
Like, what the fuck? Calm down.
Oh, my God. No, that kid is annoying. He should have been pushed off the end.
Or then. Left with the caribous. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Caribous wants some fresh meat.
Yeah.
On the Polar Express's way back, they just see that boy's glasses, like, mangled in the antlers.
I thought you were going to say, on one of the caribous.
Like, hey, that would be adorable.
Yeah, that would be. That would have made the film.
Okay, right. We need to name someone... best supporting character.
Who are you gonna name?
Oh, this is a deep cut. So if you're a first time viewer, you may have missed him. But the scene is where the Polar Express finally pulls into the North Pole.
Yeah.
And one of the girls says, look! And this really cute, you know, cute for the animation style at least, a boy who's a little bit chubby and he's got a bit of a bowler haircut stands up and he points out the window and goes, and that's it. That was he had one shot, and you know what? Slam dunk. He made it. He's best supporting character in my eyes.
Right? Okay.
Wow.
All these kids should have just been left in the North Pole, in my opinion.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So next up is most iconic outfit, and the film is set in 1953, I believe. So it's kind of a period piece.
Right.
Not a lot of stuff that might translate to modern day, except for this first one that I want to mention. And it's the kind of hot chocolate mustaches that are left on the kids after they've been slurping. Yeah. I just think that's always a classic look.
I always feel like when I eat anything with chocolate in it, I could eat it like a tiny little bit and it would end up on my forehead. Yeah. Or like around my face. And I can't even help it. A curse of chocolate.
Or what I've done in the past, hold up a massive mug of hot chocolate to my mouth, but completely miss and just pour it down my lap. In a restaurant, by the way. I had to go out the back because it literally looked like I'd shat myself on my trousers. Somehow on my front, but you know. Hey, look, we've all been there.
I've got something written down here. The conductor's half moon glasses.
Oh, those are sweet.
They're like quintessential Christmas, you know?
Yes.
They're very Santa Claus. He's reading his list. He's checking it twice.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Homer Simpson has half moon glasses and he always brings those out when he's like reading something. Very cute.
Are they just like reading glasses?
I guess. I mean, he's got to do...
look up, you can see long.
And yes.
Okay.
Because the conductor's doing all that hole punching art. That takes a lot of concentration.
Mm.
Also, maybe he's like trying to peer down at these little kids.
Yeah. How many holes can I put in like the ticket to like look through? You know what I mean? I want them to notice me looking. Oh my God.
You know the bit where the little girl's ticket is lost, but actually it's just on that little air vent at the top of the carriage? What we don't see, the conductor's sitting just behind the vent watching all the kids.
And he's like, no, I can't see them because the ticket's going.
Yeah.
Foiled again.
Yeah. Oh, funny, because the ticket was like kind of foiled.
But, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, right. Also on the Pedo Express, we've got the boy wearing.
We're not going to call this the Pedo Express, guys. We're not. That's not a thing.
The boy, he's wearing suede pajamas.
I bet that just does not breathe well.
It's just like in a coat. Fine. I was checked out by the time I saw him in those pajamas. Actually, I was checked out by the time the Warner Brothers sign came on the screen. And went. But yeah, suede pajamas. That is not comfy.
No. You know, you get it sometimes when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're roasting. And you're like, ugh, throw the sheets off.
Yeah.
He's got to be like that, but it's just his pajamas.
Oh, I know. I am a full-on nighty girl.
Yeah.
But it just looks cuter and it's more
airy.
Airy.
Yeah.
Like breezy.
Is your nighty like the Hero Girls pink nighty with the little peasant collar?
No.
That was cute.
I feel like that's something you could probably get on Urban Outfitters. Maybe. I think we should award it to the boy's blue dressing gown with the hole in the pocket.
Oh my God. What a plot point that is.
Yeah. And actually, I feel like if you're ever going to do fancy dress, you love Polo Express so much, you should go as him.
I should.
Just have a hole in your pocket.
Yeah.
And easy. Then when someone says, will you get me a drink? You go, sorry, hole in my pocket.
What about your other one?
It's got my bell from Santa.
Okay, so now we're going on to best musical moment. I don't know about you, but I'm craving some hot chocolate.
Ha, 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 hot chocolate. And they're like, here we only have one rule. Never, ever let it cool. Oh, okay, so like murder is okay on the Polo Express then, if that's your only rule. Like, really? You got one rule and it's for the hot chocolate to not cool down.
Also, I don't want to burn myself.
Yeah.
Like, you get to the North Pole and you can't speak to Santa because you just burn your tongue. Do you believe? Yes. I can't hear you.
Straight to hell.
Straight off the Polar Express cliff.
No, those waiters were playing fast and loose with that hot chocolate. It was pouring everywhere.
Spinning on the saucers.
Yeah.
It was spinning.
And then the chairs would like swing around as well with no warning. Like, yeah, it's bad enough being on an actual normal train with a little cup of coffee. You're so scared of it moving.
They were kicking their legs and sashaying.
Literally like jumping off the walls.
Yeah.
It was wild.
What other music are you saying, conductor?
Well, choo-choo. I love the Polar Express song mm-hmm. that plays as the train is first pulling into the North Pole.
Okay.
It's a real jaunty number that yeah. just kind of gets you into it. It's a magic carpet on a rail, never takes a rest, flying through the mountains and the snow. You can ride and join the fun if you just say yes, because that's the way things happen on the Polar Express. Oi!
Hey, very nice.
Oh, I wasn't done.
Oh.
No, I'm joking.
It's better when you sing it, you know?
It's just fun. It just gets you in the mood.
I have to say, I wouldn't mind going on one of those sort of like Orient Expresses, you know, like on like one of those proper train rides.
Yeah.
I've done the 6-hour one from Oslo. Through Norway, which is really nice.
Gorgeous. Have you done it in the snow?
No, not in the snow, unfortunately. Wow. But it's still beautiful.
Yeah.
Because a fjord's a fjord. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Right. What other music do we have?
I've got here in my notes, ring-a-ling. And is it like when they get to the North Pole, it's like, silver bells, da-da-da, it's Christmas time in the city. And then it's like, ring-a-ling. And then it gets stuck on the...
On the record.
Ring-a-ling, 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 ring-a-ling.
Hero girl takes off her 90. Wow! Could I just like, all aboard.
I hate it.
That will be in the sequel. You know what? I actually Googled, is the Polar Express 2 in the works? And I came across an official petition...
No, who started that petition?
Get for a sequel. No, it was someone called Lani B. And guess how many signatures it has? 336.
Do you know how many people live in London alone, Barney? 9 million. This is what I'm talking about. This is the ratio of all of you guys who wanted Polar Express. I love you guys a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. But it was like 5 against like hundreds of thousands.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, look, you're going to be happy at this next thing.
All right.
The petition was closed due to inactivity.
So you got your Christmas wish.
Santa closed that. He was like, oh, no.
Santa closed? Right. Should we award best musical moment?
I think we should.
It goes to a song that I have independently YouTubed to find other people sing it on stage to see how it compares.
Right.
It's been a lonely year, guys. It is, of course, When Christmas Comes to Town, sung by Hero Girl and Lonely Boy. Oh, Billy.
Lonely Boy.
He is Lonely Boy.
Oh, yeah.
When Santa's sleigh bells ring, I listen all around. The herald angels sing, I never hear a sound. Oh, it's sad.
That's cute.
And there's a gorgeous harmony at the end when they sing, it's all I want when Christmas comes to town.
Yeah.
It's like, literally, I'm goosebumps at the thought of it. It hits in ways I cannot explain. It's so emotional.
Polar Express is lovely if you close your eyes. Because you're like, oh, this is so cute. Like, the music is emotional.
Yeah.
It's like very magical and like, you know. Da, 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 da. But then you open your eyes and it's like demons everywhere.
Look, I can't argue against that.
I know.
Okay, next up is best quotes. What have you got?
Well, I've got a quote here by Santa Claus and he says, there's no greater gift than friendship. I don't know, a Dyson Airwrap would be nice.
It was 1953. They didn't even have electricity. Or something, I don't know.
How pissed would you be if you woke up on Christmas Day, Santa had left you a fucking bell?
And it's broken. It doesn't even ring.
Doesn't even ring. What am I doing with this? Reminding myself that Christmas is real. I think there's a funny moment as well when the conductor is like, we're going to the North Pole. However he talks.
I wasn't far off.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. He's like, is this you? And the boy's like, yeah. I mean, what do you mean, is this you? All of the kids on that train. Like, maybe it's me. All of these kids on the train have my same face.
They have the same skin.
Yeah. He's like, well, it says here, no photo with a department store Santa this year. No letter to Santa, and you made your sister put out the milk and cookies by herself.
Don't you think that sister looked like Matilda?
Oh. Matilda. I mean, yeah.
It really, like, she kind of was giving me Matilda vibes.
Yeah, I feel like we need to review Matilda at some point. People have been asking for that.
Yeah, we should.
Anything to talk about when his hat gets stuck to his head with glue.
Classic.
Love it.
Oh, daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy boy.
I love Danny DeVito.
I've got a quote when the kids are listening in on the elves at the Naughty and Nice List, like, control center. Yeah. And one of the elves are talking. Why do they have, like, a New Jersey accent? It's so weird.
Lord, no.
But they're like, apparently some kid in New Jersey stuck some gum in his sister's hair.
New Jersey? Is that the same kid that put a pin in his teacher's chair? No, sir. That kid's name is Stevie. So what do we do, Chief? Alert the big man? Give him nothing for Christmas?
And then the camera pans to this little, like, TV monitor of the boy, and it's on loop. God, they love putting things on loop in this film, but the boy's saying, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And it's so cute. But it's jarring because that footage is real.
Yeah.
It's not animated. So why were they...
I'm not sure. I don't know. Oh my God, my parents used to play the Cole card so much to me when I was a kid.
Oh yeah?
Not that I was a naughty kid, really. But they'd be like, Father Christmas, he's always watching. You'll get Cole. Someone at my work, their son got Cole. I was like, oh my God, no. I actually think they bought him Cole.
Wow.
This boy Cole. Speaking of Cole, like, the boy literally falls into all that truck of coal.
Yeah.
Hot coals.
No, it wasn't hot coals. Like, it was the storage bit.
Why isn't he like, ow, why isn't he falling out with blisters on and like, yeah.
That's true though. That would have hurt because the hobo ghost literally tells him to jump off the top of the train into the coal pit.
Yeah.
Literally not a scratch. There's no black marks on his suede pajamas.
Zero marks on him.
Yeah.
He's just fallen in coal. Are you joking?
Yeah, very strange.
Oh, we've got the hobo. Can you say hobo?
Yeah.
I would never say that, but that's what it's saying on IMDb.
He's credited as hobo, so, I mean, I guess it's accurate.
Maybe his name is Hobon.
Hobon? What is that?
It's not.
Oh my God.
Ow, ow, ow.
No wonder he's on the streets with a name like Hobo. No one's going to take him seriously.
Couldn't get a wife because his name was Hobo. Oh my God. Ow.
He's got a voice like this.
He does. And he says, oh wait, I can't get into it. Wait, I need a sip of mulled wine. Take a break, kid. How's about a nice cup of Joe?
My name's not Joe.
I know, it's like, he's killed someone called Joe. And it's in the
sort of blood. And you know the bit where he pulls out his sock
That's
from the
Jesus.
Thing? Oh my God, this film is so much darker.
I know.
Wow. Classic Hobon.
Yeah, classic.
Hobon and the conductor on cahoots. If they're not murdering, they're looking up kids.
This is just one big prison express.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, let's get through this quote.
Okay, best quote has to be when the boy goes, I'm looking for a girl. And then Hobon goes, ha, 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 ain't we all?
Good luck, Hobon.
Hobon, like, you're going to be looking for centuries, mate.
Although, apparently, an accomplished skier. I feel like that's quite a nice trait to have. If they had Tinder back in 1953, he'd put it on there, right?
Do they?
Yeah, for sure.
Looks all right in fingerless gloves.
Yeah, oh, ooh. Baby. Show me those
index.
Nail beds. Oh, you know what, though?
What?
The hobo does say,
I keep everything valuable in these size 13s.
Right, show off. Like, we get it.
Wow.
Big hobo dick.
That's
swinging.
Swinging.
Wash it in that cup of Joe.
That sock was not for a foot.
Keeps me warm in the winter.
Stop. Right, cut this episode short.
Thank God. I hate this film.
Okay, next we're on to Can We Discuss? I think we've already touched on a lot of points. But one thing I was contemplating after watching the film was I wasn't sure whether the conductor was supposed to be a good or a bad character. Like, he keeps switching from being super nice and friendly to just being kind of really cold and mean.
Mm.
Like, he's quite emotionally distant. You know, he leaves Billy alone in the snow. And, you know, Billy's left to kind of run up against the train to jump on at the last minute.
Yeah.
And then when the main boy pulls the emergency stop button, he starts shouting at him until the boy's like, no, I pulled the emergency stop to let Billy on. And suddenly the conductor's like praising him. It's like, pick one, conductor. Make up your mind.
I feel like he just takes his job too seriously and that his life is just his work.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, you're working one day a year. What's he doing?
I don't know. In prison? I don't know.
maybe this is like community service.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because I was thinking, like, where does he live? Is he like, does he live with humans or does he live at the North Pole? Everything's going to be too small for him.
He likes small. I don't know. Okay, speaking of Hobon.
We were speaking about
Hobon. Well, we are now.
They're all the same.
I was going to say, do you remember when we went to Bournemouth Uni and there was the homeless man who used to walk around with the Jack Russell dog on his shoulder?
Oh my God, I don't.
What? He was an icon.
How could I forget? Like, wait, an actual dog?
Like an actual dog just used to sit there like a parrot on his shoulder and he'd walk around. He was a bit crazy.
Wow.
It was iconic. We used to call it Parrot Dog. And then another homeless man who's kind of iconic is he used to hang around in Leicester Square where I work, and he would sing into a cone. Like a traffic cone.
Oh, wow. That's heavy.
Yeah. So, he'd like blow into it like a tune. It was so funny. It would be like, why do birds suddenly appear? Like through the cone. I was like, this man needs to make more money. This is genius.
Get him on the radio.
Yeah. Do you know what? Actually, one thing I did want to discuss is that the Northern Lights are on my bucket list.
Oh my gosh. God, the kids see the Northern Lights so easily.
Yeah, they're just like...
They just kind of happen upon them.
Take it for granted. Like, yeah. I know I would be buying that, like, Norwegian Air flight to Iceland.
Yeah.
To see this.
And our friend Eliza was on, like, this wild goose chase trying to find them when she went to Iceland. And she eventually saw them at, like, 3 a.m. and had to stay up to see them in some kind of car park.
Yeah. So random.
That's the dedication. Where these kids, they don't care.
No.
They're like, okay, right.
Yeah, cool. Green sky, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh my God. Kids are just so ungrateful.
So ungrateful. We're hanging around with Hobon too much.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going on to trivia.
This is the ultimate test.
Yeah.
If I am really the Pineapple Express's number one fan,
I will probably get 0 out of 5 because I did not pay attention. Sorry.
If you get one, I'll be impressed.
Okay, fine. But I'll start.
Okay.
In the opening scene, the boy burnt himself on what?
Oh, the radiator.
That is more like it.
Yes.
Yes. It's steamy.
A very steamy radiator. His parents wanted him dead.
Okay, can you tell me what time does the Polar Express arrive at the boy's house?
Is it 11:55?
That is more like it.
Yeah, you got one.
Okay, fine. Hobon lets me live another day. Okay, what does the conductor punch into the boy's ticket?
The word? Are we talking about the letters?
Oh, at the beginning, yeah, the letters.
B and E.
That is more like it.
Yes.
For Barney and Emily. Are we the Polar Express? Wait, what?
Is the conductor looking for us?
When the boy is up on the roof of the train and he's trying to wake himself up, he's like, wake up, wake up, wake up. Can you tell me one of the things that he does? There's 3 different things that he does to try and like wake up.
I don't know. Does he throw snow at his face?
That is more like it.
Yes!
Does he?
He buries his face in snow.
Ah, okay.
Good job.
Nice. Okay, so the conductor says, seeing is believing, but sometimes the most real things in the world are what?
Oh, the things you can't see.
That is more like it.
Yes.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Just before Santa comes out into the North Pole Square, can you tell me the song that all the elves start singing?
Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
That is more like it.
Yes! Emily, you are the Polar Express's biggest fan. I'm sorry, like, this is all fake.
I hate it. No, I do hate it. Okay, so we spoke about the caribous that were crossing.
Yes.
Smokey, one of the annoying guys, one of the characters,
ugh,
who's like noticed these caribous, says there could be a million caribous out there. But what's the least amount of number of caribous out there? Hopefully that question made sense.
It really didn't. He says,
I make this herd to be at least blank, maybe even a million.
Uh-oh. Is it 100,000?
Ah, and that means yes.
That is more like it.
Yes! In caribou.
Yes! Live another day. It's the Hope on Express.
It's the Hope on Way.
Hey! Well, that would have been much better.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
At the end, the know-it-all boy says he opened the present that he found for himself. What was the present that he opened?
Oh, no. This is probably a really...
I'll give you a clue. Well, it's not a clue, but it's a little hint.
It's not a clue.
I can imagine Hoban giving this boy this present.
Is it socks?
You know what? Close enough. It's underwear.
That is more like it.
What? That's what he gets. That's what he was like, this is what I've always wanted.
No,
he knew that in the box.
The know-it-all boy.
He got pants.
The,
hey, you know what train it is?
Yeah, he was like,
I opened my present and it was just underwear.
And the tag says from Hoban.
Says, does it?
P.S.
You're a smarty pants.
And meet me in the North Pole bedchambers after. So don't worry about the Polar Express return trip. I'll drive you home.
Oh my god, in Lapland they should definitely have a pole dancing studio. That would be sick. That I would go.
Called the Pole.
The North Pole. Woo! And then you like swing around a candy cane.
Oh my god.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. I've got no balance. Like, I don't know how I do it. It would just be... What a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, fine.
Hoban would love it. Okay, this is a tough one, but I just really want to test you because you're the so-called Polar Express biggest fan.
I'm the smarty pants.
Yeah. The conductor tells the three kids that they've just crossed the Arctic Circle.
Mm.
Can you tell me what the latitude is?
Oh my God, I've... absolutely no idea.
What in the name of Mike?
It's latitude 6630.
Maybe this is an excuse for me to rewatch it.
Yes.
Thank you, Emily. That's the greatest gift of all.
Oh, guys. Well, look, I am... Oh, you've got one more question.
I've got one more question. Please get out of question five.
I was trying to make this podcast end. Make this film end.
This nightmare. Okay, look, it's an easy one. What does the hero girl's ticket say as she's reboarding the train to go home? I'll give you a clue. The letters she was given at the beginning said L and E.
Lead?
That is more like it.
Yes! That's the way it happens on the Polar Express. Hey! Yes! She's like, it says lead. You fucking idiot. It says lead.
It says lead. What am I getting for Christmas? Lead poisoning.
Lead paint.
Lead poisoning.
Nice and woozy. Just the way Hoban likes them. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we have reviewed the Polar Express.
I feel like we just need to end the podcast. There's no reason for more episodes. We've done it. We've peaked.
No, guys. Actually, we should have left this as our absolute finale film that we would ever do. But I don't want to scare you guys. We're not going anywhere.
Do you feel like your opinion has changed since starting this recording?
I feel like I don't want to watch the Polar Express again. I don't really want to watch it again. I'm not like, it's not like, oh, the Santa Claus. It's not like Home Alone or Elf that I could watch on like repeat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a repeat girl. But the music was good. I'm into like the snow and like festive feelings. And I'm also into you being really happy.
Oh, I'm like a kid on Christmas.
Yeah. Oh. I'm into you just loving life. So that's why I love the Polar Express.
This has been the greatest gift of all.
Yeah.
But you know what is another fantastic gift? A Zoe Spry Christmas card.
Nice.
Thank you. We have got an amazing collaboration with Zoe Spry at the moment. We have Christmas cards based on the films that we've reviewed in the series. We have notebooks with these illustrations on. We have wrapping paper. Oh my God, it's perfect. So if there's still time, there's still Christmas shopping to do, make sure to go to zoespry.com and check out our collab.
Yes, that would be amazing. And the greatest gift you could give us is a 5-star review on Apple. If you have any time, I know that it can be a bit of a schlep to open up your app, go in, press the 5th star along, and then write a review. But it makes our absolute day, month, year, Christmas.
Yeah.
If you leave us a review, like we... Obviously, we read everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, we need to make some more mulled wine.
Yeah, I've been staring at the bottom of my empty mug for about 20 minutes now.
Oh, if you, there's one thing you need to know about me is I'm a slow drinker, not by choice. I don't know, I just am. So I have half a cup left.
Oh, good. All right.
So you can either have some of mine or we'll heat up some more.
I think we'll heat up some more in the Polar Express, baby.
Yeah. Hold on, heat it up like that cup of Joe.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.